It's Saturday morning. Time for Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peters True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlays Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass. And a good Saturday morning. It is time to talk with the guy with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass from Green Thumb Nursery.
Charlie, good morning. Good to see you.
It's nice to be seen and heard. And how was your week?
Great. Good weather. Thank you very much.
Hey, we aim to please. A sufficient amount of rainfall for you?
Perfect. Just perfect. It's a little dry still. Okay. Down deep in the soil, but it'll change. We still have April and May and part of June to go through our rainy season. So
you also just described there, yeah. Tornado season.
Well, we don't want to talk about that,
okay.
But I don't want tornadoes, no, but anyway, it's good to have a little bit of rain.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Things like that, so things are really starting to do well. We had a closey this week.
We did.
Uh-huh. And I did have ice on the roof of my pickup truck.
Wow.
Yeah, and a little bit on the roof of the house there, some frost and so on.
Okay.
But apparently it never made it to the ground.
Well, you haven't made it to the roof of your truck, that's close enough.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I didn't have to chisel the windows, at least.
Well, that's good. No. You just kind of use your hand to scrape off whatever was there? Or
No, there wasn't any ice on the windows. Oh, no. It was just on the roof.
Oh. Well, you were lucky.
Yeah, yeah, really. Mm. And that's pretty far south, pretty down elevation-wise. So
yes.
Usually we get more frost in that part of town than we do in, say, upper parts of town where it's a little higher altitude, yes.
Exactly.
I was thinking latitude, but well, it is a higher latitude.
It is a higher latitude, but that's not what you were...
It is a higher altitude, too.
The statement was accurate, just not what you were looking for.
Yeah, but anyway, so I think that's probably the end of it for the year, looking at the forecast coming up.
Yeah, I just happen to have it in front of me, and I think the lowest low that I see over the next week or so is about 45, so we are, for all practical purposes, past the danger of frost this year.
So get those shovels sharpened, get out there and... plant those flowers.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of flowers, you said before we went on the air, you had several truckloads of stuff come in. And, of course, you also are a regional supplier on some things to other folks.
Exactly.
And I know you've been probably shipping a few things out as well.
Stuff's coming in, stuff's going out. Yeah, so it's a sign of spring. We got a lot of color, a lot of hanging baskets right now at the nursery.
Okay.
And people really like those because it's you know, instant. So
well, yeah, take it home and hang it up and say, hey, it looks great.
Hey, spring, yay.
I worked hard on this one.
Go back inside and go back on Facebook.
Take a picture of it first.
Oh, yeah. Post it. But anyway, and the annuals are coming around, too. It's time to plant those annuals, impatiens, begonias right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have any periwinkles yet. They don't like this cool weather.
Right.
So if it does get cool, if you do get a rainy, cool weather, the periwinkles typically just shrivel up. So reserve those for a little bit later in the month when it's more consistently warm.
Okay.
But a great time for begonias. Oh, here's Kevin, speaking of begonias. But anyway,
Speaking of begonias.
It's time for those great big begonias, too. We've got some of those monster begonias.
Really?
Oh, they're huge. They're big. They make these big plants.
Do they?
You need to grow some of those, Kevin. You'll like them.
Well, I won't, but my wife, she'll like them.
Okay.
I don't care. I grow okra.
Okra, yeah.
They have blooms on them.
They do. You know, okra is related to cotton.
To what?
Cotton.
Yeah.
Cotton, yes.
Yeah.
It's, is hibiscus. Rosa Sharon's related to cotton and all that. So
that Rosa Sharon I've got on the west side of my house, I'm telling you, Larry, it's just getting huge.
Good, good. We can cut it back.
What do you mean, cut it back?
Well, you're the champion of cutback.
I know. But I'm just, do I just cut it off at the ground?
Oh, no. You can whittle it back, you know, some way. Unfortunately, they don't grow a whole lot every year, so you can cut it back about a foot or so.
Off the top? Uh-huh. Or
yeah, everywhere.
Just every limb.
Is it getting too big for the space?
Well, it will.
Oh, ultimately, probably, yeah.
Yeah. You were talking about frost. We had frost.
You had frost at your house. Yeah, yeah. I know.
And a couple mornings.
Really? I didn't have that. I just had
No. Just the one morning.
Just that one morning.
The next morning it was supposed to, and it only got down to about 40.
Yeah, so.
39, something like that.
I said about 40.
I lucked out on that one, so that's good. And you're about as the altitude of your house is.
It's low.
It's about the lowest one in town.
Well, it's not the lowest.
Well,
but
yeah. I know when it flooded, you had water all
we
around
didn't
that
get,
house.
We didn't get water.
A little all around it. It never got to it, but it got
no,
close.
It covered up my pond. It made the pond a lake down there.
Yeah.
And it, but it didn't really ever get.
There are some parts of Kenilworth that are lower than
yes,
your house. So.
Yeah, they proved that.
Yeah, so.
They proved that.
So anyway, yeah. So anyway, I think it's over with. So.
Larry.
You want to put a bet on it?
There was thunder in January.
Yeah.
Thunder and lightning, wasn't there, Charlie?
I believe there was.
We talked about it.
We talked about that, yes.
Thunder, snow, yes, no.
It didn't snow. It was just thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the Indians, they say you get that, you get a frost in May.
Yeah. May?
May.
Wow.
Okay. May.
And you're going to plant your okra.
I'll plant okra, but, you know, okra blooms in August. I mean, gosh, when it's the hottest, it just keeps making blooms.
It's just that's why okra, fried okra, is the state food.
It is. Anything fried is good, Larry. You know.
We need to get a doctor program following this one.
Anything fried.
Yeah, it's all
but,
good.
Larry, now's the time, though. People are moving out in their yards.
It's time,
now.
Yeah.
Woo! They're enjoying it.
And
the nursery will be busy today.
We will be very busy today. So
today will be the day.
A day, yes.
A day, and it'll
be the first one. Yeah.
The wind's going to howl, though. I was going to do some spraying today.
Yeah.
You'll get some of my spray.
Okay. Don't kill my dandelions. I want to eat them.
There you go.
I did go out and inspect my trees the other evening, Larry. I was walking around inspecting them all, and they're all coming out, and my, they're getting big now.
I've got plums.
Do you?
Plums on my plum tree, you bet.
Plums on the plum tree.
Plums on the plum tree, and the last cherry tree is blooming this week. So
I think our fruit trees bloomed too early, and they got a zapper on them.
Maybe not. They still have some fruit, so they can take a little bit of cold. It's when it gets down in the 20s is when they have problems.
Yeah.
But they can take, this little tiny zingerette we had. So.
Well, everybody loves listening to Larry because he's the master of all master gardeners. That's what he is.
Oh,
bah.
Well, we appreciate your comments too, Kevin. Thank you.
See, Kevin. Have a good one.
Yeah. So, we really do, though, think that this is the last danger of frost. We may get a little something, but
we'll probably get a little one, but I don't. You know, just the way the weather trends are and what's going on, you know, in the oceans and all that, you have to look at the globe on this thing. And, mm-hmm. and I think it's pretty much over. So,
okay.
But it can still happen. We could have that big freak cold spell come down. It could still get kind of cold, so be prepared.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at things that are going on, we mentioned that you've got a lot of neat things right now at the nursery. What's going on at Green Thumb Nursery this next week here?
Well, our annuals are starting to come. A good supply of perennials.
Okay.
They're out of stage three, and we move them up front. Stage one, stage two, stage three is the hardening off process. And
yeah.
I guess stage four is they're ready for market.
So the stage four is to take them home, huh?
Take them home, you bet.
Okay.
So they're ready to go and look really nice, too. So we use all organic growth on them,
mm-hmm. you know,
fertilizers. We don't use the nicotinoid insecticides. On our plants,
right?
It's things like neem oil and whatnot. We're trying as much as possible to do an organic culture on those, just so you know you're going to get something healthy and not a lot of toxic blue stuff in your soil.
There you
like,
go.
What is that? And these flowers, you know.
The flowers are supposed to be yellow.
See, Larry, what's this blue stuff in here? You don't want to eat it, but we don't have that in our stuff.
That's great.
So anyway, that's doing good now. Dogwoods are in bloom right now, doing a beautiful job this year. And because it's been kind of cool,
mm-hmm.
we're having an extended show on the dogwoods.
Okay.
So if your dogwood's in blooming, congratulations. If it isn't, well, it probably needs a little fertilizer.
Right.
And it's time for that spring fertilization on your ornamental trees.
Okay.
Things like Rose of Sharon, Kevin, time to fertilize that.
So, yes.
And your shrubs. I fertilized my shrubs a couple of weeks ago before it rained real good. And they seem to be doing rather well. They're growing nicely. I really whacked back my dwarf yule ponds. Mm-hmm. And I know they're 30 years old. And they're not even knee high. I just keep cutting them back so they stay small like that.
That's great.
So that was done about a month ago. And they're starting to recover and grow. And I cut back some of these big yule pond holly to the point where it looks like a hat rack.
Oh.
And it's starting to come out. So.
Okay.
So it's if you got a yule pond that's gone wild like that, don't be afraid to cut it back. It'll come back and look rather nice. And if you really need to do that, now is the absolute time to do that, to cut those back rather sternly.
Temperature-wise, and also as I look at the forecast for the second half of the week, it looks as though we're going to have consistently about anything from 30 to about a 60% chance for rain in the last half of the week. So get a few things done now.
You bet, exactly. The the dwarf nandinas.
Yes.
Some of them are looking a little leggy, I notice, around town.
Okay.
And don't hesitate to cut those back really low. And people say, oh, my gosh, it'll hurt it. No, it won't. Yep. They'll come back really nice. Nandinas really respond very well to heavy pruning.
Okay.
And some old raggedy-looking big old nandinas can really come back looking nice if they were cut back. Because they have, when they're big like that, they have a real hefty root system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to make them grow rather quickly when they come back. And they're starting to grow. So if you do have some leggy-looking nandinas, it's time to cut them back.
Sounds like a great idea. 800-749-5936, the number that gets you on the line for Green Country Gardener across the Green Country Gardener Network. And we will continue in just a moment. Brent Walker's in from United Rentals, and Brent, I think you're still continuing a weekend special, right?
Yeah, we are. You come in and pick up the equipment after 1 o'clock on Friday. We'll let you rent it over the weekend for the one-day rate, bring it back Monday morning by 8 o'clock.
So really, you get 2.5 or 3 days for the price of one.
Yeah, that's correct. You get 2 days to use your machine, and it helps out a lot of people, and for the homeowners, that's probably the best deal we got.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Knowwater Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Hey, if you're looking for plants for your flower gardens, look no further than Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. They are home to Bartlesville's largest selection of annuals, perennials, not to mention trees and shrubs, too. And these days, more and more people are growing their own vegetables and herbs. Green Thumb has a wide selection of vegetables, herbs, and more to get your garden going. Everything is coming up, roses and more, at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Knowwater Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. 30 Sunday noon to 5.
Hi, this is Jeremy with Patriot GMC on Highway 75 in Bartlesville, exclusive home of Warranty Forever. At Patriot GMC, there are no high pressure sales, and you will enjoy browsing for your next truck or SUV. Go to any major review site or Facebook, and you will see hundreds of comments on how we treat people.
Matt from Wichita says,
friendly dealers, great showroom and vehicles, very accommodating. Really appreciate being called by name.
We are open, transparent, and have more reviews than any other dealer in the area. Come check out Patriot GMC, where we currently have a GMC Terrain for $27,232. The GMC Terrain is a small SUV full of amenities such as a 4G Wi-Fi hotspot so kids can watch Netflix on road trips, a power rear liftgate, and forward collision warning system for your safety. At an affordable $27,232, you'll also get a warranty on the vehicle for as long as you own it. Come let us serve you today at Patriot GMC on Highway 75 in Bartlesville or at GoPatriotAuto.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
2017 GMC Terrain SLE 2, stock number 17149, MSRP $30,785, with a sale price of $27,232. All rebates to dealer.
The number that gets you on the Green Country Gardener program as we open this up, this segment, with music from I Heard It on the Grapevine. So anyway, we are, Larry, it's a good time. Grapes ought to be coming along pretty well with folks with grapevines in their backyard.
Grapevines, yeah. We don't have a lot of wet weather.
No, we don't.
So I think the grapes will benefit a lot from that. You don't have the mildew and yuck that goes with the mold and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
with the moist weather. This is not exactly grape country, but... we try, and the squirrels and the birds always get mine. I have a grapevine in the backyard.
We had a nice one in the backyard when I was growing up. It was always nice to be able to run out and pick one or two when I really shouldn't have and get yelled at by my folks. But, you know, so it was still plenty enough for grape jelly and enough for Dad to make some wine and everything else, so it worked
out okay. Wow, you had quite a grove there.
Huh? Yeah. Good morning. You are on the air with Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out this morning? Good morning, caller. Well, let me try this one more time. I know I picked up the line.
They dug up.
I'm sorry.
When can I plant those? Should I plant them now or should I wait till fall?
Let me start you again, sir. I had a little bit of trouble getting you on the air. I know you were you probably heard me, but I didn't hear you. So let's start this over again, okay?
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My neighbor gave me a whole trash can lid full of canna lily bulbs.
Yes.
Should I plant those now or shall I wait till fall?
Plant them right now. They're definitely summer plants.
Okay. Yeah. Plant them now.
Plant them now.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Put them about twice as deep as they are tall. You know, not too deep in the ground. And give them a little bit of room. They get rather large, so give them room to spread around a little bit.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. And that's the way it works. 800-749-5936 as we get you on Green Country Gardener this morning. Be a good time to be putting a few things in the ground this week.
It is a good time for that. Also, Bermuda grass is time for that first fertilization.
Oh, okay.
The first one is a moderate nitrogen and a little heavy on the phosphorus content. That helps develop good stolon growth on your Bermuda. So it's time to put that down right now. Mm-hmm. And then a month later, you can start with the heavy nitrogen. It's growing, but it's not really shooting out now. It's just kind of sticking its foot in the water at this point.
Is it really going to stay warm enough?
Is it going to stay warm enough for me to really grow and to take off like this? So now's the time for the 10-20-10 on your Bermuda grass.
Okay.
So get that going. And then about a month from now, you can start with the heavy nitrogen applications.
Okay.
Keeping in mind the ground should be moist before you put down your fertilizer, and then you plan on watering it again afterwards, unless there's a good chance of rain coming on. But because the minute you fertilize your grass, it won't rain.
Of course not.
So what
you can do,
there
could be a 90% chance for rain, but it's not going to rain at your house.
Exactly. Fertilize your grass and then wash your car. If you really want it to rain, wash both of them and then and clean out the gutters. Then it will rain for sure.
Okay. That's a good forecasting tool. I'll have to remember that one. Yeah. It's so much easier than looking at that barometric pressure.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't need all that stuff.
Good morning, caller. You're next up on the air. How can we help you out today?
Well, I needed to know if I have to wait till 9 o'clock to call in my great sale I'm having today.
Yes, I'm going to have to answer. That's a yes question because we really try to keep the calls to garden-related items this morning between 8 and 9.
Well, that is just perfect. I don't mind calling back. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call, and I'm glad you're going to give us a call about that great sale wherever and whenever it might be later on.
Right. Now, zoysia grass is pretty much a parallel to Bermuda grass as far as the fertilizer culture is concerned.
Okay.
So you want to follow through with that. Fescue grass right now is in heavy growth at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to emphasize some good, healthy growth on that and look at the color and see if it's that dark color you really want. And then perhaps put some Southern Green Maker or some other fertilizer that has a little bit of emphasis on the nitrogen and maybe some sulfur and iron in it, too, to give you some good color.
Yeah, that you've talked about the sulfur and iron, particularly the iron for fescue lawns, because it helps bring out that green color.
The deep green color. Yeah, so
kind of the relationship chemically between chlorophyll and hemoglobin, kind of the very similar molecule.
Right. It does darken. It darkens the chlorophyll quite a bit, so it does look a lot better. And it's good for the plants, too. Trace elements are very necessary, just as our vitamins are for us. Our eating dandelion leaves and things, that's good for us, too.
That's twice in this hour you've mentioned eating dandelion.
Okay, but anyway. You've been talking
to Granny off of Green Acres? Beverly Hillbilly?
No, really. They're very healthy plants. But
okay.
Anyway, to prevent weeds in the lawn, healthy turf grass is probably the best thing you can do. Emphasize the growth of your grass rather than try to fight the weeds. Try to make your grass really healthy.
At first glance, it says it doesn't make any sense, but you've borne it out. The best way to get rid of the weeds in the yard is to fertilize it really heavy.
Fertilize your grass, yeah, and it'll choke them out. Bermuda grass does a very good job of choking out a lot of weeds. So that's probably the best way. And then maybe next year, if you just have a few weeds, you can just hot spray a little bit here and there. So that's proper weed controls, too, is another way. Proper meaning there are different chemicals you can use out there, some wipe out all the weeds, some of them just a few.
Mm-hmm.
And you really need to know your target pest before you pick a herbicide that'll work on your weeds. So know your weeds.
Okay.
Before you pick out an herbicide. There are some for broadleaf weeds, mm-hmm. which things are, you know, like dandelions and chickweed and all that other junk. Don't worry about the henbit right now. It's about to phase out. It's too late to worry about controlling that.
Right.
Things like the dandelions and some of the milkweeds and things that are coming up in the lawns need to be controlled. So we got a caller?
We do have a caller. Good morning. You are next up on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Yes, good morning. Larry, some long time ago I had planted a little monkey grass, and now it seems like it's trying to spread everywhere. How's the way to get rid of that?
Well, yeah, just dig out the stuff that spread is the best way. Just dig it out and throw it out, or you know, give it away or something would be the best way to do that. And to control its further growth, you can use steel or plastic edging on the side of it, and that'll control its spread quite a bit.
Well, it seemed like it just kind of spread around edge of fences and different things like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
too much to spread out. I wonder if there's some other way to get rid of it.
Well, it is a dicot, so the 2,4-D will probably do a good job of controlling it. Roundup will work on it also. But grass killer won't work on it because it's not a grass.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So 2,4-D might work on it. I'm afraid that would kill the wouldn't affect it since it's a long stem, broad leaf.
Yeah. But probably the best thing to control the monkey grass would be either physical removal or Roundup.
Okay. And Roundup kills everything.
It kills what it touches.
Yeah, everything. It'll lock it out pretty good. Now, mm-hmm. Monkey grass is a pretty tough plant. It has a heavy root system. So watch your percentage. You want to go at least a 1.5%. You probably want to go a little stronger on your Roundup. So look at the percentages of the Roundup you get, and if it's pre-mixed, chances are it is probably 1.5%. So you might want to go a little stronger than that.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you now.
And with the forecast for today, with wind gusts as high as 30, today may not be the best day for spraying, or be careful when you are spraying.
If you're in a situation where you're shrouded by trees and things like that, and the wind is controlled, use a low pressure on your sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
So big droplets, they don't travel this far.
That's true.
So you might have better luck. But if you're out in the open like that, yeah, you spray everything downwind. it's all gone.
The neighbors will thank you for controlling their rose bush.
That happened to me one time. That's a different story. He said, oh, sorry. But anyway, Yeah, so just be careful. And also when it's cool, when the weather is cool, the Roundup has less effect on it, too.
Right.
So, yeah, if you really want to wipe it out, wait till it warms up real good. But really, I found with the Liriope is the best way just to dig it up.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it that way.
Okay. 800-749-5936, the number that gets you on Green Country Gardener. And one more topic before we take a break, Larry.
Roses.
Oh, roses.
Got good bud growth on the roses. My Julia Child has got blossoms all over it, so it's going to be a beautiful plant. You want to prune out the damaged winter tips. I did that 2 months ago on that little girl that's doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And remove all the fallen leaves around it, which is not hard to do. You just let the wind blow on it. And clean up maybe some new mulch, and it's time for new roses. And not begin spraying on your hybrid teas, because when it gets warm, when the nighttime temperature gets up in the 50s, it's mm-hmm. We're going to have a problem with black spot.
How's the rose selection at Green Thumb right now?
A few. We've got some drift roses, a few knockouts, and some Julias, and some yellow grannies, I think, too. So.
Okay. Now we'll take that call. Good morning, caller. You are next up on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
I was wondering, is it safe to prune my redwood tree? I've got a limb that every time I try to mow, it hits me right in the head.
Prune it back? Oh, sure, definitely.
I just didn't know, you know, if I could do that yet or not, if it would hurt it. It's not very big. It's just right in the road.
Yeah. I would say maybe a little bit earlier would have been better, but you can't control that, so go ahead and do it now. It's almost prime time.
You could do that, or you can take some of the air out of your tires so you're not so high when you're mowing.
Well, that is that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll work, too.
I thought it might be, but, you know.
You could trim it down, trim it up a little bit. It'll be fine. It's still early. The red buds haven't really started really super leaf growth yet. They're just getting ready to, so it wouldn't hurt it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your phone calls. 800-749-5936. We'll take a break and continue with more Green Country Gardener coming up in just a moment.
Finding a new home is hard enough, so financing one should be easy. At American Heritage Bank, we believe buying a home should be a smooth, enjoyable experience. Whether you're thinking of buying your first home, looking to upgrade to the home of your dreams, or wanting to refinance your existing home, we have a solution that's right for you. Visit us online at ahb-ok.com today. American Heritage Bank, simply better lending. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod, Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Visit Peters True Value at their new location in Dewey and find great values at excellent prices. Peters carries a full range of Bonanza minerals and feeds from Mid-America Feeds in Tallulah. Need a new weed eater? Peters now is an authorized Echo brand dealer carrying weed eaters and more. Check out their other new departments too, like lawn and garden. They've even got expanded inventory throughout the store, so you'll always find just what you need. Get more out of your shopping day with new hours of 8 to 7 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8 to 5. That's Peters True Value, 1865 North Osage, Highway 75 in Dewey. Peters True Value. Start right. Start here.
Are you helping to provide benefits to employees where you work? Then you need to know about iTedium. iTedium has helped hundreds of organizations with thousands of employees deploy technology to tackle the tedious tasks of benefit administration. Their solutions keep your costs lower and your people happier. Call iTedium's entirely U.S.-based team today at 866-ITEDIUM or visit them online at itedium.com. iTedium, we bring technological innovation to benefit administration.
The number to get to you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning and Saturday mornings throughout the year, 800-749-5936. Opportunity to get a good question about what's going on in your yard, your garden, or maybe even on your houseplants from Larry Glass.
Right. We talked about roses,
yes.
Dogwoods. Now, azaleas. What do I need to do to my azaleas right now?
Oh, leave them alone and give them a good fertilization.
Actually, you want to be a little sleuthy with your azaleas at this point.
A little sleuthy.
A little sleuthy. You know what I'm talking about.
Maybe Sherlock Holmes.
Exactly. Yeah. And you want to apply systemics for the lace bugs and the borers on your azaleas at this point.
Okay. Lace bugs can be
lace
a problem.
Lace bugs are awful. They just decimate your plants. So right now, it's time to get ahead of the game. We got a caller?
We do have a caller, but I wanted to let you finish that thought. Good morning. You are next up on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today? Good morning, caller.
Hello? Lost.
No, you're there.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Okay, I have a question about Rose of Sharon. I have two Roses of Sharon, and one of those has buds like crazy on it.
Mm-hmm.
The other one has absolutely none. The branches look like they're dead. Now, last year when it was like that, I cut it back real hard, and then it came up five or six new shoots.
Right.
So should I just leave that alone until, you know, maybe the buds come on those branches later?
There is some variable emergence on different varieties of Rose of Sharon.
Oh.
So you'll probably have some of them a little late, some of them a little early. So, and you get the genetics very little bit, especially on one that comes up on its own. So, I just take a wait and see attitude. What you can do is scratch the trunk with your thumbnail and see if there's green down below the bark. And that'll give you an indication as to whether or not it's going to come out.
As long as you see a little bit of green there, it's basically a healthy plant. It's just slow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Parts of it, I can break those off.
Well, just break it off or just give it a little nick with your thumbnail. or puckanut or something, scrape off a little bark. And that's
Should I cut it back to where it starts turning green?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to know. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you for
calling. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Just kind of a be, like you said, a little sleuthy on that one. Give it a good medical checkup.
Just a little analysis of it. Yeah. Rose is sharing extremely hardy. It wasn't the cold that got after it. It's probably some other factor. But when I'm here, as a kid growing up in Chicago, we had Rose of Sharon's, and they were very hardy up there, too.
City where the mayor was always named Daly.
At the time, yeah. I was there about 10 years. So anyway, from age 12 to... No, it wouldn't. It was earlier than that, anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, we were... Rose,
they're extremely cold-hearted, the points I'm making.
Right.
So they're pretty good plants,
too. You were talking about azaleas before we took the
call. Azaleas, yeah. We talked about the lace bugs on them. A lace bug is a tiny little insect that's about the size of a fruit fly.
Tall or small.
Yeah. Makes it hard to see.
Yeah.
And usually when the nighttime temperatures start to get in the 50s or so, it's usually in the middle of May, in the 60s, actually, when that happens, then they start to come around and you rustle your hands through them and all these little flies come out. Yeah, I've seen that 100 times. And then all of a sudden the leaves turn this very pale, kind of army green kind of color. And that's because all the chloroplasts in the palisade mesophyll of the leaf has been scraped away by the proboscis of this little insect. So the imidacloprid is a good control.
Okay.
And it makes the plants, it's a nicotinoid.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes the plants kind of toxic to these lace bugs. So, and now's the time to get, because it takes a while for it to get up into the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Now the
imidacloprid is absorbed through the root.
Right. We have it in a product called Soil Drench.
Okay.
And it effectively is a good systemic for that purpose.
Okay.
So you want to do something about that, just so you don't have that problem. And a lot of azaleas took a real bad hit this winter, back when we had that 0-degree zinger. That was not preceded by precipitation. The ground was really dry when it got cold. And it caused a lot of damage on the azaleas. They're starting to come out. So maybe a little cutting back on them at this point.
When people planted the azaleas, they probably put them in a little bit of a bog just to keep the pH down?
Even the older plants did that, yeah. But, you do want to plant them in a bog of peat.
Do you have to go back and do a pH test after, and I'm pulling this out of the air because I don't know, after 10, 12 years to see if things have changed and needed to adjust anything?
A pH test, but the plant itself will tell you when you have an issue with pH.
Okay.
The leaves will get noticeably smaller, and they'll be kind of yellow and, small, real tiny little yellow leaves on there. And that's it typically when the pH is too high.
Okay.
If your leaves are luxurious and shiny and big and so on, they're happy. They're fine. There's not an issue with the pH, but if the leaves lose their glossiness and they're noticeably smaller than they were when you purchased the plant, maybe 5 years ago, maybe, then you might want to consider either pulling them up and redoing the peat bog, or perhaps using azalea fertilizer to help maintain a lower soil pH.
Okay.
So then they'll do fine.
All right. Sounds great.
Azaleas are what we call ericaceous. They do like, as are blueberries and cranberries and some viburnums and things, are what we call ericaceous plants.
Okay.
They require a low pH because they were basically evolved in the area where the soil is naturally low in pH, typically igneous-based soil.
Volcanic or igneous, but
And then they adapt to that climate. Then we transplant them to our limey soil out here, and they don't like it because they don't have the physiology to take up nutrients when the pH is too high.
Yeah. 800-749-5936 as we move on through this hour of Green Country Gardener. Taking your calls this morning, 800-749-5936. We'll go ahead and take this break and more of your phone calls on the other side on Green Country Gardener.
Hey, if you're looking for plants for your flower gardens, look no further than Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. They are home to Bartlesville's largest selection of annuals, perennials, not to mention trees and shrubs, too. And these days, more and more people are growing their own vegetables and herbs. Green Thumb has a wide selection of vegetables, herbs, and more to get your garden going. Everything is coming up roses and more at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowater Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30. Sunday, noon to 5.
Hi, this is Jeremy with Patriot Hyundai on Highway 75 in Bartlesville, the exclusive home of Warranty Forever. And customers realize that we are different. At Patriot Hyundai in Bartlesville, we have marked down Hyundai Elantras to $16,500. That's a four-door sedan with 40 miles per gallon for under $17,000. Hyundai offers America's best warranty at 10 years or 100,000 miles. Not only will you get Hyundai Assurance, but at Patriot, you can be assured we will treat you with respect and no pressure. I challenge you to look up what your friends are saying about us online today.
Frida from Bartlesville says,
"Met all my needs, even water. Got a better deal than I expected. I feel like I made a few friends. They even helped move things out of my trade-in. Very helpful."
At Patriot, we're transparent and have more online reviews than any other dealer in the area. Come on out to Patriot Hyundai, where we're taking $3,000 off Elantras. Patriot Hyundai, exclusive home of Warranty Forever. Let us serve you today on Highway 75 in Bartlesville or at patriothyundai.com. Come see us during Hyundai's spring cleaning sales event.
2017 Elantra SE, stock number 17005, MSRP $20,090, a sale price of $16,967, all rebates to dealer.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids, yet one in six children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger near you. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
...800-749-5936, the telephone number that gets you on the air with your questions for Larry Glass on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. Taking your calls throughout the rest of the program, and calls always take priority. If we're talking about azaleas and you want to talk about a rose bush, give us a call, 800-749-5936. And again, the calls take priority over whatever else we're talking about this morning.
Right, come by the nursery and check out the herbs.
You have
a good selection of herbs right now.
Herbs for your herb garden, huh?
It's a little early for rosemary.
Yeah.
A little early for lavender and whatnot like that.
It's not time yet, huh?
Not quite, yeah. No. They like it kind of warm. And the rosemary and the lavender plants, which are very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Who's herb?
Who?
Oh, you said herb and
herbs.
Herbs.
Herbs. Got your ears on?
Herbs. How do you spell herbs?
H-E-R-B-S.
It's herbs.
Okay, we have herbs.
And herbs, they're
probably one of our more popular things we have over there are the herbs. So the basil's out, even though it's a frost tender
plant.
Talk
about those giant begonias again. Dory's here.
Oh, yeah, they're giant begonias, basically.
She loves begonias.
Yeah, and these are really, they're just like, you know what a begonia looks like. Well, just imagine it exploded out. Or you put an air pump in it and blow it up. You know, wow. That's what these look like. And they're very attractive. And they don't mind the heat.
Okay.
As atypical with most begonias. Oh, and we sell them in hanging baskets. And we have them in individual 4-inch pots, too.
Yeah.
No, I've had enough. Thank you, Ken. No more donuts. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they do well in... In most any kind of soil, but heavy clay.
Have any new, they've been experimenting, I'm sure, broadening the color range on those, but I probably get some new shades that people haven't seen, too.
Just pink and red, primarily.
Okay.
What I like about them also is, if they're exposed to some sunshine, the leaves will blush or a red color as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the double bonus of those two. So they're really a durable plant, and they seem impervious to insect infestations and so on. So they're good plants.
Okay. So check them out. You got a good selection at Green Thumb Nursery.
Right, those and regular begonias. So we have the big Kong caladiums. Oh, not caladiums, coleus. We had just one flat of it in the greenhouse.
Okay.
They're just everything's just coming in right now.
Right.
But anyway, and I said, the Kong coleus, and Kong meaning they have a big leaf on them, and they're very colorful too.
Okay.
So we can just talk all day if we want.
It's okay with me.
And the tomatoes, all kinds of tomatoes. Some of them even have flowers on them at this point.
That's great.
So check those out, too. I think it's a little early for tomatoes, but if you have a lot of sunshine, they should do okay.
Okay. We have a caller, and we'll say good morning, caller. You're next up on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out this morning?
Well, I have two questions.
Yes, ma'am.
One, is there an ever-blooming azalea?
Ever-blooming is a relative term, but there are some that tend to bloom.
That they repeat like the encore?
Yeah, they're repeaters. Yeah, there's the encore, and there's, I can't think of the name of the other one, but there's a parallel to the encores. Yes. Last fall?
Do you put them in a pot or do you put them in the ground?
They should be put in the ground.
I have another question.
Yes.
I have these geraniums that I've had for a few years. And I cut them back and they rebloom and I put them out and I bring them back in for the winter. They've got little white specks on them.
Ooh.
I know.
Sounds like mealybug.
I know. What do I do?
Mealybugs are very tough to control.
Throw them in the trash?
No. You can cut them back. You can cut them back a little bit. And if you can, get a cotton swab or something like that, and you can... The best way to get rid of them is just to expose them to alcohol that kills them right away, and use a cotton swab and just dab each one of them. That's the most effective way to do it. Mealybugs are pretty tough to control. We've had luck, some pretty good luck with dormant oil, controlling mealybugs.
Well, what about ever what you told me to put on my azaleas
systemic?
Yeah.
That does a pretty good job. Mealybugs are extraordinarily tough. That does a pretty good job of it.
Well, I can't spend the rest of my life with the cotton swab.
No.
Because there's quite a few of these white things.
Yeah. But, yeah, they can be. Now, right now, you can cut them back and strip the leaves, and that'll pretty much get rid of a lot of them. And then perhaps use this, use the systemic insecticide, and that'll probably keep them under control. But
I cut them back. How far is that? What do I leave in the pot?
Probably at least anywhere from 3 to 6 inches on the pot above.
Mm.
Would even just a bath of a soap solution help control those?
It would do a lot to control them, yeah. Mealybugs are very tenacious. They have a lot of wax on their cuticle, and it's their hydrophobic, if you will.
Right.
And the water peels off of them, really. And that's why a soap solution or a surfactant or a... dormant oil works very well because it has the same charge as the electrical charge as their cuticle, and it'll attach to them.
How do I do that bath? Is it with a pump up sprayer soap in a pump up sprayer or what?
A pump up sprayer or we have something ready to use, ready to spray on the end of the hose kind of thing, and that'll work to control them and as well as other pests around the house. Or outside too.
Oh, I don't know if I want to do the end of the hose. I think I'd come out and get the. You have some in a spray.
I think even just a plastic spray bottle would just mix up a good solution of 50-50 water and Dawn or something. And
yeah, you can try soapy water. That'll probably work too. They say Dawn soap does a lot for these little critters.
Okay, here's what I should do. I don't want to get the soap down in the dirt, so I should spray them upside down.
I guess, but yeah, sure.
I don't think that little soap's going to hurt.
I don't think the soap will be an issue with the root system, really. Just don't mix it up too strong. Maybe 2 or 3 teaspoons to it. A quart or so. Just not a whole lot of it. Too much will kill the plant too. But just enough to make a good soapy solution, just like you'd wash your dishes with or something.
Yeah. Well, I did put that I think I put that systemic on there last fall when I brought them in. I left them out there quite some time, and all of a sudden, I guess the white specks were wanting something to eat. So when I brought them in, they were on them, and I thought, oh, gosh. And then I couldn't get rid of them, but now I want to put them outside, but I really don't want to put them outside and expose other plants to
right.
these bugs.
Exactly.
So I want to do it before I set them outside. So
right. Now, what you can do is go ahead and put the soap on that and then maybe put a big bag around it and leave it in the garage for a couple of days. And that will probably do a good job of, you know, if they leave, they'll get stuck to the bag.
Yeah, I could set them in Walmart sacks.
Yeah, but don't expose them, they'll get too hot if it's exposed to the sunshine.
Okay, I'll just leave them in the sunroom. And my sunroom is really a screened-in porch with storm windows.
Right.
Not screens. Storm windows.
Right.
But I think I'll leave them in there. But I knew you would tell me what to do. I love listening to your program.
Oh, thank you for listening.
It helps me a lot around my yard.
All right, I hope so.
And I come out there all the time, too. You know but you don't know me.
Yes, I've seen you come in and now and down. And yeah, I'll be there today at the nursery for the most part. I do have some appointments, but...
you know what? I want to ask you one more question then.
Sure.
I have this jade plant.
Oh, yes.
Now, it's getting out of hand, and it belongs to my mother, and my mother's passed. But this thing is getting out of hand. If I brought it out there, could y'all repot it for me and cut it back, and I'll pay you?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
And,
Monday would be a better day. Today probably.
Yeah, I won't bring it today.
Yeah,
I've been wanting to ask if y'all would do that, because it is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
And can we start another plant with the leftovers?
Oh, easily, yes.
Y'all are so great. I appreciate it. And thank you.
All right. Thank you very much
for the caller. We'll take a final break and continue with Green Country Gardener on the other side on this Saturday morning, Green Country Gardener.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they are our most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Notwater Road in Bartlesville.
Searching for the best mower? Bobcat commercial mowers are the top of the food chain and built like you'd build them. Select models feature the Bobcat 6-year or 2,750-hour Mow with Confidence Limited Warranty. Get 0% interest rate for 48 months with your first payment due 35 days from date of closing and a $50 customer origination fee. Save money, cut grass, slash downtime with the fierce performance of a Bobcat.
Hi, I'm John Summer. Come see us at Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, 3 miles south of Ulaga on 169, or John's Tractor Works at Veneta, Oklahoma, 4 miles east of Veneta on 69.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds, and that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
(800) 749-5936, the number that gets you on the air on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. Got about 3 minutes or so yet to hear what you have to talk about this morning. Again, taking your calls on a Saturday morning, Green Country Gardener with Larry Glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, roses right now, got good bud growth on them. We talked about what to do with those a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about what to do with your shrubs, your dwarf nandinas. And what we talk about now is... golly, you talk about all this stuff about plants.
Well, how about the vegetable garden? Apparently a good time to get some peas in? Or?
Yeah, well, the peas should be up right
okay,
now.
Okay, good.
Almost blooming, actually.
Oh, awesome.
So you missed the boat on the peas.
Oh,
too
I'm sorry.
Bad, guy. Not time for beans. And okay. time for warm season plants. Get those beans out. It's always time for radishes. If you really like your radishes, it's always time for those. And the lettuce, you can still plant some lettuce right now before
okay.
it gets too hot. Tomatoes, it's okay. You can put them out right now. I don't think it'll hurt anything. Just make sure your soil is real loose and ready to go and your support structure is in place.
Mm-hmm.
All those kind of things. And be prepared for, pests and insects and things. And you pick out some of the heirloom varieties and some of the others that are more resistant to fungus infections and things that our tomatoes get. And make sure to give plenty of room between them.
Okay.
I go to those people's houses, and the tomatoes that you can walk easily in between them.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
The amount of air getting around them makes a big difference in how well they do. So give them room to grow. I know you want a lot of tomatoes, but you don't necessarily get a bigger yield if the plants are crowded. So give them room to grow, 3 feet apart or so at the closest, and they should do just fine.
Well, and you can mix them up. You can take some sweet 100s and maybe 3 feet away, put in a big boy or better girl or something like that, and then put in some more sweet 100s or something in the middle.
I've had good luck growing sweet 100s on a pergola.
Oh, sure.
It's too shaded right now. It wouldn't work this because the big water oak is kind of shaded it over. But I have another one by the gate that I'll give it a shot with some sweet 100s this year and see if I can get them to grow up and hang down like grapes in it. That's kind of pretty, though. But anyway, it's time to get those tomatoes going. Too early to mulch the tomatoes, though. You want the temperature to go up. You want the sun to have good exposure to the soil so it'll warm it up.
Put some Happy Frog in it when you're planting them?
Happy Frog would do a lot of good, as will compost. We have people that swear by it. They buy armloads of this compost and plant their tomatoes in a fairly concentrated solution of compost, just back to nature compost with their soil, and they have really good success with their tomatoes because their roots can grow out and really exploit the soil because it's good and loose.
Mm-hmm.
If you plant them in the clay, they're just not going to do well.
You're probably pretty busy this time of year, but it's a good time to get in line for a garden plan.
Exactly. You have to be aware that there is a need for landscaping in your yard, and that's one quick look of probably tell you that. I need something to do about this place. So anyway, we give a plan and a plan view and 3D view and all that. So, and then you can get your shovel sharp, Charlie, and put in the shrubs after you get the plan.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry Glass. That's Green Thumb and Green Country Gardener this week.
Rain showers bring spring floods. Get flood insurance at Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.
Russia has called the U.S.